I've learned that you can tell a lot about a person by the way they handle three things: a rainy day, lost luggage, and tangled Christmas tree lights. And it is with that quote from Maya Angelou that we kick off the 4th annual Culture for Seniors holiday show. Now, we have a lot in store for you, so grab a coffee, an eggnog, or perhaps an aspirin, you know, depending on how your holiday is going. Kick your feet up and relax with us for the next hour or so. We're glad you're with us. Well, happy holidays. Joyeuse fête, gode jul, feliz navidad, frohe Weihnachten. Here we are. It's Christmas 2023 already. It's really kind of snuck up on us. It seems to do that every year. And I'm really excited to welcome you to this special one-hour event. My name, well, it is, and it will probably remain Ed Humphrey. And I am back in the hosting chair for what is now the 4th annual holiday radio show. And it's brought to you by Culture for Seniors, by Townshipers Association, and of course, by CGMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. Now, we have a simple but a pretty dynamic menu for you today. There's going to be some seasonal music and some greetings from friends and community partners, a couple interviews, some stories, perhaps a bit of holiday history and trivia as well. So no lack of content today. Here we're heading into the last stretch of 2023. So technologically speaking, you could actually be listening to this show just about anywhere, right? You could be in your pajamas in a comfy chair at home, or you could be in your car, or you could be in your pajamas in your car. Perhaps you're visiting friends and family somewhere in Eastern Townships, or perhaps you're taking a Christmas walk around Deep Cove or around the Stanley Park seawall in Vancouver. But listen, wherever you are, whatever you're doing and whoever you're with, and whether you're young or young at heart, this is going to be time well spent. So let's start off with a bit of music here. This is something that some may consider to be kind of a sign of the times. And this song may remind you of your last visit to the mall just before Christmas.
I don't see that much, but we keep in touch.
I got you a gift card.
It was getting late, lost track of the date.
I got you a gift card.
I got you something fine in the checkout line.
I got you a gift card.
You get your coffee free on account of me.
I got you a gift card.
I've been working nonstop and I hate to shop.
I got you a gift card.
Wrapped in green and red, have something there of bread.
I got you a gift card.
Buddy, you're in luck, it's for $50.
I got you a gift card.
Meet you right back here, same time next year.
I'll give you a gift card.
I got you a gift card.
Happy season. It was getting late, lost track of the date.
I got you a gift card.
I got you something fine in the checkout line.
I got you a gift card.
You'll get your coffee free on account of me.
I got you a gift card.
That was the Snake Oil Willie Band with a gift card song. Now, you actually may want to double check your wallet right now, or sometime in the near future, because according to Square Gift Cards, as of July 2023, the overall value of unused plastic and e-gift cards just sitting around in Canadians' desks and wallets and glove compartments amounts to $35 million. I mean, that's huge. So there's $35 million in unused gift cards kind of spread all throughout Canada. Well, if you're not planning on using yours, well, maybe give it to a good cause. There's probably organizations that could use it. There's individuals around that could benefit from them. Or, hey, just send them to me.
Hi, I'm Emmerich. I'm in grade 2. I go to St. Francis Elementary School. The most favorite thing about Christmas is to have fun with your family, friends, and cousins. Merry Christmas.
Hi, my name is Lucas St. Pierre, and I come from Richmond, Quebec. My favorite winter activity is snowboarding because it is fun. I love to play outside, and I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Now, if you've just joined us, well, welcome to the 4th Annual Culture for Seniors Holiday Show. And you may be wondering, well, what is Culture for Seniors? First of all, according to the National Institute on Aging down in the States, the health risks of prolonged isolation on a daily basis are equivalent to smoking about 15 cigarettes a day. And social isolation and loneliness have even been estimated to shorten a person's lifespan by as many as 15 years. So with this and a lot of other data in mind, for the last 4 years, Culture for Seniors has been supporting and increasing the social participation of French and English-speaking seniors through arts and culture, which is a really neat concept. Now, the project operates in the Val-Saint-François, Val-des-Sources, and the Granite RCMs of Quebec's Eastern Townships, and it really involves lots of community partners and organizations and artists, of course, that come together to give seniors the opportunity to socialize and to learn new creative skills. I mean, it's a real interactive project. For example, seniors, you know, they may meet musicians after or during a show. They may put pencil to paper in artistic workshops, or they may even learn how to juggle during circus art activities. And another part of it is, well, they do interviews for a show like this or for the Words of Wisdom video series that we've been doing. And that's just a few of the activities. So it's more than just being a spectator. It's getting seniors actively involved in arts and cultural activities. And so this show is part of that Culture for Seniors initiative. Now, if you'd like more information about the program, well, just visit cultureforseniors.ca, or you can send us an email at info@cultureforseniors.ca.
Hangovers, rigging up these lights,
and finding a Christmas.
Christmas card.
Oh, jeez. I'm trying to rig up these lights.
And finding a Christmas tree. Christmas, that's such a pain to me.
I want Transformer for Christmas.
Charities, and what do you mean you're in laws?
5 months of bills.
Making out these cards.
Edith, get me up here, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords.
I'm finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas, that's such a pain to me.
Finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my
bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Oh, facing the in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 11th thing at Christmas, that's such a pain to me.
Stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Oh, my God, go to the bathroom.
Charities.
She's a witch, I hate her.
5 months of bills.
Oh, I don't even know half these people.
Who's got the toilet paper?
Got a flashlight, I blew a fuse.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas, that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart, you ring up the lights.
And finding a Christmas tree.
And that song may ring true for a lot of people. The holidays are great, but sometimes, I mean, there's always that one cousin or that one gift that just doesn't fit. Well, anyways, that was Bob Rivers and Twisted Radio with their song, The 12 Pains of Christmas. And the team here at the Holiday Radio Show, we've had a lot of fun tracking down these really quirky, kind of weird, obscure holiday songs. And when you start looking, I tell it's amazing the talent and the quantity of stuff you can find. So it's been, like I said, it's been a lot of fun. And something else I enjoy is getting the opportunity to meet the individuals that contribute to the success of this show, the people that call in, the people that do interviews. Case in point, I recently visited the fine folks at the Richmond Senior Wellness Wednesday program. Now, when I got there, they were pretty busy. They were socializing and munching on home-baked snacks and taking part in a discussion and PowerPoint presentation. You see, throughout the year, Wellness Wednesdays offer a social atmosphere where local seniors take part in presentations and discussions about local health and social services. They have creative activities with students from local schools, and sometimes they do some outings. And the day I was there, I was able to pull a couple people away from the action and have a short chat about the holidays.
My name is Dora Frost-Dubois. I live in Danville, Quebec, and one of my most favorite memories is when our children were young, we would go to the grandparents' house, of course. And since my husband is Francophone, we would go on Christmas Eve and celebrate with his parents and all of his family and have a big turkey dinner and play games and sing and have a wonderful time. Come home, sleep for about 30 minutes maybe, and get up and have our Christmas stockings and have a little bit of breakfast maybe, and then trot off down the hill to my mom and dad's place and have another Christmas with our whole family. So you can well imagine by the end of the day, we were pretty tired, and it wasn't any difficulty at all to go to sleep that night.
Today we take a close look at how the ongoing labor challenges are affecting certain international initiatives at this time of the year, and in particular, those that have operations in northern communities. So here's my interview with Mr. Dwight Figgenplum. He's a foreman at a multinational production facility that usually employs hundreds of workers at the North Pole. Well, good afternoon, Mr. Figgenplum. How has this year's productivity been affected by the labor shortage?
Well, Mr. Humphrey, I'm really proud to say that there have been no production problems whatsoever. We've been running at full capacity, and all the deliveries have been made. Santa's been working very hard, and so have all the elves. In fact, the elves, they've been working double and triple shifts, because usually we have well over 200 elves working, and because of staff shortages, now we're only working at about 150 of our regular elves. So production is great, but morale is not too good because they're getting tired, they're not spending time with their families, and because of the stress, well, there's more dietary intolerances, and that's not a good thing for an elf. I mean, imagine, now our elves are avoiding gluten, they're avoiding nuts and sugar and refined flour and milk products, even artificial sweeteners. Can you imagine? No more candy canes, plum pudding, shortbread, or eggnog for our elves. I mean, that's what keeps them going. So it's very clear that these staff shortages are causing both emotional and physical stress to the majority of our workers. So it is a problem, and we're really happy that the season's coming to an end.
Well, how confident are you that the situation is going to improve?
Well, all of us elves, we've been through this before, and we've been working with Santa for quite a long time. He's a great guy, he's a great employer, and so we're really confident that even though this is a big hump to get over, we're going to do it, and we'll be ready for next Christmas and you know, Christmas 2024, and we'll be there with smiling, and we'll be ready. That's all I can tell you.
Well, if the season is almost over and all the deliveries have been done, Mr. Figgenplum, we're wondering what is all that noise in the background?
Oh, that's easy. We're getting ready for next year, for next Christmas. We have to start early. We got to clean up the machines, get everything cleaned up, do repairs. So we started getting ready for next year and also for our vacation, because the elves, we're going on a bit of a break. Most of us go down south. We sit on the beach. We have some fermented beverages. We spend time with our families. We play in the water. We try to give a bit of sun to our white, pasty North Pole skin. So we're just trying to catch up and get ready for the break and for next year.
Mr. Figgenplum, you are a foreman at Santa's Workshop. Thank you very much for your time and all the best for your vacation and for the upcoming seasons in Santa's Workshop.
Well, thank you, Mr. Humphrey, for this opportunity. Merry Christmas, and hey, do your best to stay off the naughty list next time. Take care.
Put on your seatbelts, everybody. Put on your food belts. Oh, no, it's not that time of year again. No, it can't be. It can't be.
It's the most fattening time of the year, with that pumpkin pie filling and everyone swilling down eggnog and beer. It's the most fattening time of the year. It's the lip-smackingest season of all. While you're shopping, you're cheating, impulsively eating that junk at the mall. It's the heaviest season of all. There'll be turkeys for basting and stuffing for tasting, and giblets and gravy will flow. There'll be cookies that Mom baked and a leftover fruitcake from a Christmas a long time ago. It's the scale flattening time of the year. While your diet you're blowing, there's calories going straight down to your rear. It's the scale flattening time of the year.
Hey, wait a minute. I know there's food everywhere. Eggnog flowing out of fountains. It's like one big bar mitzvah. But listen, you don't have to do that. You could have small portions and make ribbons instead of fudge. You can do it. Please try.
There'll be after-meal dosing
and arteries closing.
Cholesterol levels will grow.
It's too cold to go jogging, too brisk for tobogganing, so pass me a hot buttered roll.
Don't you dare touch that roll. I'm watching.
It's the most fattening time of the year.
All those gingerbread shingles and chocolate Kris Kringles will tremble in fear. It's the most fattening time. It's a belt-loosening time. It's the most fattening time of the year.
I'm watching!
Well, you may have recognized not only the artist, but also the song. That was another tune from Bob Rivers and Twisted Radio, and it was their song, It's the Most Fattening Season of All. Which I agree with, because I'm a snacker. I don't know if you like to snack, but I tell you, there's just too many choices during the holidays. And it's a good thing. It's a really good thing that Christmas is just before the new year, because it gives us hope, right? It gives us something to strive for. Well, you know it, I know it. Everything is possible in the new year, right? Oh, yeah, sure it is. That's what I'm going to keep telling myself anyways.
Hey, hi everyone. Hello, Ed. I'm Frey. I'm Marie Dion from Culture for Seniors. And I hope you enjoy this holiday season, whether it is in nature, at home, or visiting family and friends. One of our last Christmas, something quite special happened. We were going to eat supper and we just couldn't find the turkey. Where was the turkey? We seriously looked everywhere in the kitchen and just couldn't find it. After a while, we noticed the dog. He looked especially calm. And we noticed that his belly was huge and round. He had eaten the turkey. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Some of you may consider it to be an inedible doorstop, while others may see it as a real good, you know, tasty holiday tradition that they look forward to every year. But whatever side of the fence you're on, fruitcake is here to stay. So what is it? It's a moist, kind of pretty heavy cake filled with nuts and spices and candied fruits, and is often soaked in rum or brandy or whiskey. So it's kind of sweet and it's got a bit of a kick to it. And it's got a long shelf life because of the sugar and because of the liquor. In fact, traditionally, when you make it, you have to mature the cake for at least 3 months before eating it. And during that time, well, the fruitcake is brushed with the brandy or the rum or the bourbon, and then it's stored in a dark, cool place. Now, speaking of shelf life, in Michigan, there's a family that has been passing down a fruitcake that is over 140 years old. Since the woman who baked it in 1878 died before she could really serve it during the holidays. Yes, sir, 140-year-old fruitcake. Doesn't that just make you salivate? Well, obviously, they're not eating it. But whatever, love them or hate them, holiday fruitcakes, you know, are polarizing, but they're still an enduring part of the holidays. So much so that in the States, National Fruitcake Day is on December 27th. Now, here's Kids from the Heart with their tune, Everlasting Fruitcake.
here, please.